بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ کا کلام فیضان محبت سے پیش خدمت ہے. اس کا موضوع ہے میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں.
سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل, نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل, میرے بحر غم کا کنارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. کوئی کشتی غم کہنا خدا بھی, کوئی کشتی غم کہنا خدا بھی, کوئی کشتی غم کہنا خدا بھی, میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, ہے اختر اسی کا جو آپ کا ہے, یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے, نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. میرے موج غم بے سہارا نہیں. The waves of my sorrow of the love of Allah, the pain of the love of Allah, in other words, the waves that I experience of the love of Allah, they are not without any support. It's not a wild love that just goes in any direction. I've got a support, and Allah is my support, and Allah directs that love of mine towards Him. Love is a natural thing which is found in a person, and it has to be harnessed, and it has to be directed in the right way. So Hazrat is explaining that this love that I have within me, a natural thing, but it is harnessed, and there is a pilot, there is a driver who is driving it towards Allah Ta'ala. Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai. Besides you, I have no support whatsoever. You are my support in my life. And this is really when the reality of Tawheed comes on a person. Like that, a person will have support by his house, by his business, by his doctor, by his lawyer. They will be his support. Friends will be a support. But when reality comes to a person, Tawheed, then he knows behind it all is none other but Allah Ta'ala. Whatever he has, that he even supports himself on a walker. But he'll realize also this walker, well, who made it? Where did the raw materials come? Finally, it is Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes your walker, one family friend of ours, just now lately, walker and everything, the walker went one side, he went one side. So it's not your walker also, your wheelchair or any support. It's only Allah, and that reality has to come, which Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said so beautifully and made a dua. جب موت مجھے نہ آئے جب تک کہ راز توحید سے آگاہ نہ ہو جاؤ. That Allah, let not موت come to me until توحید comes to me. Like that, we all think we are Muslims, we believe in one Allah, but we believe in so many material things, and our trust is in so many material things. And this is what is coming to the Khanqa, making our Islah, that we see through this outward things which are on the stage, and behind it we see the true hand of Allah, that it is only Allah. So when a person realizes this, Siva Tere Koi Sahara Nahi, you are the only support, nothing else can help and support me, it's only you. You have a car and you trust your car, you make an appointment, I'll leave 9 o'clock, I'll be by you comfortably by 10 o'clock. You meet up with an accident, anything else can happen, you got a puncture, your car didn't start, your battery went flat, anything can happen. But if Allah is your support, even if your car doesn't work, Allah will make arrangements, whatever. Allah will let you be there. So don't trust anything else but Allah Ta'ala. Use, and this is the great test Allah has put, that He has put asbab, means use them. It is sunnah also to use them. And at the same time, it's our test also. And we realize that only everything happens by Allah Ta'ala. Similar to this also, it causes some confusion to some people unnecessarily. That sometimes we say you must have a sheikh, then only you can be guided, your sheikh will guide you. Sometimes we say Allah is the only guide, there's no one else, so there seems to be a contradiction. But there are how many times we have explained it, and Hazrat explains this so beautiful. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. We had sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with our clear ayahs. So, and here Allah says that Musa alayhi salam, that he takes out the people from darkness to nur. Here also another very interesting point which Hazrat emphasizes on, minas zulumat, darkness, plural, many, many darknesses, because the ways of evil are plenty. Ilan nur, singular. Nur is one, haq is one, Allah is only one. So Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam to take you out from all your darknesses, all your misguidance, all your sins, all your terrible desires, and bring you to one Allah. So here Allah ascribed hidayat to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam.
In another ayat, Allah says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the one who takes our people from zulumat to noor. So the real doer, this all to understand, is Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, as far as asbab is concerned, the shaykh is required. You can't do without the shaykh. But don't believe your shaykh is your Allah, that he is going to guide you. He is the means. Allah is the only guide. And he will, and that is a true shaykh who guides you to Allah. He doesn't guide you towards himself or to anything else, but he guides you to Allah. So Allah is the doer, but this is asbab. For our food, we eat food to fill our stomach. We go and earn in order to get our food. We understand asbab. So you are also asbab. Allah has made the mashayikh. And the tariq of suluk, the path of suluk, of walking towards Allah, Allah has made the means. But at the end, it's only Allah who is the doer. That yaqeen and haqeeqat we must never ever mess that out. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi. Besides you, O Allah, there is nobody for us. When a person has this connection with Allah Ta'ala, this connection, not disconnection, when he has this connection with Allah Ta'ala, what solace he finds, that O Allah Ta'ala, there is no one else for me besides you. If a child tells the parents, who is going to help me? My daddy, my mummy, my ammi, you the only one who can do this for me, your heart softens. And the beautiful translation of love of La ilaha illallah, which our Shaykh Dhamad bin Rahmatullah Ali used to make, that you see, besides you, O Allah, there is nobody for us. La ilaha illallah, besides you, there is nobody. We can't go and ask anyone, there is nobody else we can ask. Allah Ta'ala will relent so greatly towards you when we have that relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Samandar ka sahil, this Hazrat wrote in Reunion. And there is a beautiful scene. St. Pierre is one town, city in Reunion, and the beach there is very beautiful, and there is a unique place. Usually the beach is it's only a beach, and if there are mountains, they are a bit far away. But here the mountain is right by the beach. That scene, Hazrat is explaining, Samandar ka sahil, the shore of the sea, Paharo ka daman, and the lap of the mountain. What a beautiful scene, the lap of the mountain and the shore of the sea. Bajus ah ke kuch sahara nahi. Besides ah, Allah, your qudrat, inna fi khalq as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilaf al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. All the signs of Allah Ta'ala. So a person whose eyes of the heart have been opened, they don't just see it as some romantic scene or some scene of pleasure and enjoyment, but the eyes go to the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. In Reunion and the whole world, every country, Allah has made beautiful scenes also, and other scenes of like hardship and difficulty also in every country. We were once a group of ulama that visited. They took us to one place, and what beautiful the waterfalls, etc., were there. Then every of the alims who were connected with some Allah wala all had something to say of Allah's qudrat. One alim who was very pious also, very much in the work of deen, but he was not connected. He said, I don't find anything to say. So this is that when the inside is open, then you see Allah's qudrat. And not only you have to go so far and see such beautiful waterfalls, in this glass you will see Allah. In one drop of water you will see Allah. This water, how many drops of water? For it to reach us, how many towns, many times the complaints are coming, no electricity, no water we got. You open your taps, nothing is coming out. This water that is coming, from where is it coming? Who made it? Scientists jump like monkeys and say, we did this and we did that. They can't make one drop of water. They say it's H2O. Two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. They got enough hydrogen in their tanks in the laboratory. And they got enough oxygen. And they got enough all the apparatus in order to mix the gases. They can't make one drop of water. And this also, Allah Ta'ala carries this water in the air. Water is with the specific gravity of water. Is very high, very heavy water is. But Allah makes it float over the light air. What is the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So this is all the qudrat of Allah. So when you see all this, this is what we have to take, the qudrat of Allah. Some people are very keen to go through the national park also. But if you go just to see animals, then the animals will be surprised. That today we are so honored that Ashraful Makhlukat came and visit us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he went, he said, I'm not going to go and see animals, I'm going to see the creator of animals. That how Allah made a big elephant, and how Allah made a small ant. How Allah made the birds that fly. How Allah made the lions. How Allah made this, to see the Qudrat of Allah. And how great is not the Qudrat of Allah. So to see Allah Ta'ala, not just to take enjoyment, that is like Western tourists. Hey, that all, they say a breathtaking sight. What an exciting incident. Whatever if they saw a kill taking place or something. But a mu'min whose hearts are open, his heart and his mind will go to Allah Ta'ala. We will see Allah in all these things. Nay khatm hoti hai mauj musalsal, and the continuous waves of the sea never come to an end. Anyway, you're there the whole day, you are fascinated. You sat for hours and hours. You said looking at the waves, or sitting at the waves were hitting you, and you are enjoying sitting in the sea. You went away, the waves don't come to an end. They just carry on and on. You can go away, you went and sleep, you finished your holiday, you went home. But those waves are just carrying on and on all the time. Just like Tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. You are there, you're enjoying all the tawaf, what all the bumping and jostling and everything, but you are by the Kaaba, by the house of Allah. You go and sleep, you come away after your umrah, but it's not coming, it's 24 hours it's carrying on. Ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You there, you enjoying reading your salatu salam, you enjoy the word somebody else, just to be present there, even if you're just silent. What an honor. You go and sleep, you go and eat, you go and do your other work, you come home, but that is just carrying on. So, nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai. The sea of my sorrow of love, in other words, the sea of my love has got no shore. In other words, my love is also unlimited. And this is when Allah blesses. One lady from one of the other countries, right, that sometimes it happens like my heart has come out of my body. But that love that is so strong and it's hitting, pounding so much in my heart, like my love and my heart has come out of my body. So sir, this love of Allah Ta'ala, there is no, Allah is infinite. His love is infinite. Yeah, you marry a woman, at the beginning, lot of love, which Quran explains, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. At the beginning of marriage, and usually husband, wife are young people, and then they get married, and because of love, they fulfill one another's rights. They're making love to one another, they're romancing everything, because of love. And at the end, Allah says, Rahma. In old age, now the josh of love is finished now. Now all those things you used to say, you used to do, those things are now forgotten. You laugh at them now. Now it is mercy that you have for one another. That this old lady, she looked after me, whole life I must look after now. She says, this old man, now he's a bedridden, but the whole life he looked after me, I must look after him. So anyway, so this love of Allah Ta'ala, love, yeah, dunya's love, now no more. In old age, you used to tickle one another, pinch one another, hide away from one another, and all those. Now old age, if you're one of the partners have to do it, you say, so disgusting. What is all this here? But with Allah Ta'ala, Allah's love, there is no end to it. You can carry on your whole life. There is no end to Allah is infinite. His love is infinite. And this is a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala, which one great alim explained so beautifully. When there is a jalsa and there are many speakers, so the one speaker comes, he gives his talk, everyone is impressed. As he's finishing, or he's still on the stage, but now he's now winding up. You see people's eyes are going to the next speaker now. The next one who is going to come on the stage. Now they forget about him. So Allah Ta'ala is not such that Allah is going off the stage. Allah is there all the time, and center stage Allah takes all the time. It's just for us to see Allah. And Allah's qualities, all His qualities also are infinite. And nobody can match when Allah is the giver of whatever any person has got. whatever knowledge a person, whatever tolerance a person has got, patience he's got, whatever, Allah is the giver, then what is this, the treasure which is by Allah? And if your eyes are by Allah Ta'ala, what to say then of that person? Mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. There is no shore, there is no end for this love of mine of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah open. And in one other poem, Hazrat says, every person has been imbued, has been blessed with this love of Allah. It is latent, it is in your heart, take it out. It is there, it's a mine. Dig in that mind and take out that love of Allah Ta'ala. And to dig in it, connect yourself with some Allah Wala. And then He will open, He will give you the license and He will open your mind of the heart with the love of Allah and you will dig it out. And when it comes out, when gold comes out, people go mad. When diamonds come out, people go, when the love of Allah will come out, then what to say? Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi. And this boat of this love of Allah Ta'ala, there is a pilot, there is somebody who is direct, not just a wild haphazard love, but you just show your love to anyone. Hey, you are drunk, you go and make love to your mother, and you go and do wrong things there. You go and make to your daughter love, and we know all these things are happening all the time. So my love is not without a person directing my love. Meri mauj gham be sahara nahi. These waves of my love of Allah Ta'ala are not without His support. Allah is my support. And He's guiding me. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. A person who has inclination, Allah guides a person towards Allah Ta'ala. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے. And where can we find this? By the lovers of Allah. So Hazrat says, I don't befriend and my company and by getting up and sitting and my talking is not with people who are buying properties. It's not with people who are buying cars and selling cars. And it's not with people who are estate agents or anything of this dunya. I'm with those people who are yours. That is my company and that is where I get this. Those who are Allah Wala. And Allah Wala is not a title. Allah Wala is a reality. That the person has got Allah. His connection with Allah. All the time he's with Allah. If he's talking, he's talking of Allah. If he's quiet, he's thinking of Allah. His food comes, he's making shukr to Allah. He looks at his wife, he makes shukr. He looks at his children, he makes shukr. His connection is with Allah Ta'ala. So a person who connects himself with such people, Hazrat says, those are my people that I associate with. And my heart opens up to those people. Not people who are playing carom board, not people who are playing Monopoly, not people who are playing Ludo, and who are playing snakes and ladders. All those things, I got no connection with those people. I am of those people who are your people. Nahi aapka jo hamara nahi hai. Those who are not Allah Ta'ala's, they are not ours also. Our friends and our company. So everyone can see also with who he keeps his company. What his thoughts are. With who he associates. Where he becomes happy. If cricket is now overpowering us. Scores and results and matches are overpowering us. If other things of this dunya are overpowering, then we must realize we still got a long way to go. But if all the time, even whatever we are doing, that our thoughts are with Allah, and we enjoy the company of Allah Wala, then that is a very good sign. That we are happy with Allah Wala in their company. May Allah give us these realities, inshallah. Jazakum Allah Khairan. In this kitab, we were reading of Maulana Abdul Mateen Saab, Dhamad Barakatuh, mashallah. He writing to Hadrat about half a page, just over half a page we read, and all just in the titles Al-Qab. And from his writing, you can see how sincere he is. One friend wrote also, after hearing all this, I also think of writing, but I think I'll just be imitating. It won't be genuine. Eh? So to be genuine is something else. Further he writes, Mere Mehboob, my beloved. Mere Aqa, my master. Mere Jaan, my life. Mere Abba, my father. Khuda Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Washabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kibab, after Allah. After Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mere sabse Mehboob, aur sabse Buzurg tar. Aapki zaate aqdas hai. My most beloved and my most honorable in my eyes is your honorable personality. خدا کی قسم, and he takes Allah's قسم. And this also, those people who will appreciate it, who met Maulana Abdul Mateen Saab, who sat with him, who spoke to him and know his mizaj and his character, very, very, very down to earth, very knowledgeable, the teacher of Bukhari Sharif, etc. Very, very great personality, and he's writing all this. Khuda ki qasam, Allah's qasam. Meri nazar mein, aap maazi wa haal ke tamam awliya Allah se behtar aur buzurg tark hai. In my eyes, to all the great awliya of the past, presently all the great awliya, you are the best and you are the most honorable. Aur ye akhtar ka gumaan-e mehaz nahi, and this isn't just my opinion, not just a thought of mine, balki gumaan aqrab ila al-yaqeen hai. But it is my thought which is very close to absolute surety. And he didn't say that also, you just see the ihtiyat, and how he was cautious also, how he has chosen his words. Kya kaho, what can I say? Hazrat ji, my Hazrat, aap hi Bayazid, you are my Bayazid. Aap hi Junaid, you are my Junaid. Aap hi Shibli, you are my Shibli. Aap hi bade peer Jailani hai, you are my bade peer, my great peer Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani. Hazrat ji, my Hazrat, aap mere Sheikh hai, you are my Sheikh. Haale dil ko aap par waadi kar dene hi ko fariza samajhta hoon. There is also a very important sentence that he has written. The condition of my heart, I feel it, it is my farz that I have to explain it to you. All this what I am feeling, my love which I can't control, I feel it's my farz that I have to tell you this. Hazaro jaan Tabrizi, thousands of the lives of Shams Tabrizi, hazaro jaan Rumi, thousands of lives of Sheikh Jalaluddin Rumi, hazaro jaan Bayazid, thousands and thousands of lives of Bayezid, wa Junaid, wa Shibli, wa Jilani, all these great buzurgs, main aapki jaane wahid mein janta hoon. I see all of them in you, in your one. Mali Zakaria, you ready today? Okay, inshallah. Aur paata hoon, and I feel this in me. Wallah, thumma wallah, he takes qasam, and again qasam. Aapki zaat-e paak mein hum awaz jaan-e nabuwat ki khushbu paata hoon. I find continuously in your personality the life of Nabi, the fragrance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat ji, mere abba, main kya kaho? Just imagine how he's right to it. Actual feeling is right. Not just the sun, not a makeup thing. Just showing love or something. But you can see how sincere. Khuda shahid hai. Allah is my witness. Ke main aapki zaat mein hama waqt khulq-e azim Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka namuna-e kamil paata ho. All the time I find in you the great character which Allah says wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I find you a perfect example of that. And this also we should say, many of us saw our Hazrat. Many of us stayed with our Hazrat, but who of us got this feelings? Who of us, we didn't have that eyes. We haven't got that heart. It's not the person, it's the beholder. That if our eyes are there and our heart, we should have seen Hazrat like that. But many of us didn't see Hazrat like that at all. Many of us didn't recognize him at all. We just saw him as a buzurg, as a sheikh, that's all. But we didn't see, and see how he's seen Hazrat. Jo aaj tak hargiz hargiz nahi dekhta, which I never saw in anyone till today. Jabki akhkar ko bahut se bade bade akabir ko dekhne, ya unki halat ko khub sunne, ya parne ki taufeeq hui hai. He says, I have stayed with great, great buzurgs. I have heard about great, great buzurgs. I have read about great, great buzurgs. But what I found in you, I have not found in anyone. Aur unko main bahut bada janta hu. And all these other great buzurgs I accept. I believe they are great, great people. But what you are, I haven't seen in any of them. Bahut hi bada. Bahut hi bada. I see them as very great. Ah, magar eh mehboob. But oh, my beloved, Allah, Allah, kya kahun? Oh Allah, what can I say? Aapki shaan hi alag hai. You are just different. Nobody is like you. This is how, even Allah Ta'ala, when we get Allah, hey, Allah is the greatest. And when you, through who you got Allah, then that person becomes great in your eyes. And this also, for those people who don't understand these things, like small children who play games on the computer nowadays, no more they play marbles and they play with toys, they're playing on the computer. What they know, what is the enjoyment of adulthood? Hey, they got no interest in that. So those people who don't know this, they think this is idol worship. This is now making holy excessiveness. How can you praise your Shaykh like this? It's idol worship. This is now a hero worship, etc. But when they worship some sports idol, then it is that they dress like him. They make their hair like him. Then it is nothing like that. And how stupid whatever. Hey, sports people use these people who are celebrities in sports, in music, in anything. And they wear their name, brand name. They advertise it. Then there is no problem. But when Allah Wala, when you praise an Allah Wala, you got a problem. Once we were in Port Shepstone, and Hafiz Ayyub Kadwa, Damat Barakato, he said a few words by introduction. And he says that when we praise Allah Wala, people got objections. But when a politician come, every electric pole got his name. And they're advertising him. And where his lecture is going to be and what. And then his followers, how they praise him and all that, there is no problem. But the minute Allah Wala is praised, then it's a big problem. And where the politician is taking you, it's all lies, it's all falsehood, all his ideologies, all what he's presenting. Allah Wala is taking you to Allah. Hey, so how about this year? And a person who is blind to how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum or what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. And at the occasion of Hudaybiyah, what to say? Hey, when they had that love, when they reach those stages. This is that miracle of love, if we really genuinely have it. May Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, istiqamat aur husn khatma ke liye no mudallal nuskhe. Allah Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum Rahimahullah Jazahumullah Khair has given us nine, and we should listen to this carefully, nine prescriptions for istiqamah, to remain firm on deen, and for husn khatma, not only khatma bil iman, but husn khatma, beautiful mort. Hey, beautiful mort where Allah just receives you and you are VIP and you go. So nine prescriptions for that. We should try and imbibe all these nine, and if Allah wishes, inshallah, by Hazrat's barakat, a few more also we will explain. And if not, at least one, make it our wazifa, our way of life, that one we are at least regular with. If we can do more, mashallah, even better. So the first one, prescription, in order that definitely our mod becomes not only on iman, but a beautiful mod that we get. The first one, har faras namaz ke baad illaha se ye dua parna. After every faras namaz, when we make dua after faras, to read this dua and with feeling, from the depth of the heart, with understanding and feeling we read this dua. And what is this dua? Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. To read this dua and to read it with feeling. Inshallah, if we just do this also regularly, after every faras, our khatima, our end will come on a beautiful mod. The explanation and Hazrat's beautiful explanations, tarjuma wa tafsir as bayanul Quran. Hazrat just explained this, that the translation and the tafsir from the bayanul Quran of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Eh, hamare Rab, tawawu Allah, hamare dilo ko kaj na kijiye. Don't make our hearts crooked. بعد اس کے کہ آپ ہم کو حق کے طرف ہدایت کر چکے ہیں after that you had guided us towards you, towards righteousness, so now don't let our hearts become crooked again, don't let our hearts get deviated, don't let them turn away again, you showed us your path, let us remain firm. اور ہم کو اپنے پاس سے رحمت خاصہ عطا فرما دیجئے. And oh Allah, you shower us with your special favors of mercy, special bless us with that also. Or wo rahmat ye hai. And what is that rahmat in this place? What does this rahmat mean? That oh Allah, shower your special favors, your special mercy upon us, کہ راہ مستقیم پر ہم قائم رہیں. That we remain firm on the straight path. That is the translation with a little explanation. اس آیت میں اللہ نے استقامت اور حسن خاتمہ کی درخواست کا بندوں کے لیے سرکاری مضمون نازل فرمایا ہے. In this آیت اللہ تبارک و تعالی has revealed from his side a royal prescription. And when the king tells you, fill in this form, he tells you personally, that means 100% he's going to accept. You just have to now make the application. Hey, there were 20 people applying for a job, he tells one person, you fill in this form. That means 100% you're going to be accepted. When Allah told us, ask with these words, it means 100% Allah is going to accept it also. So this is from Allah Ta'ala, a royal request that a banda is making to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. اور جب شاہ خود بخود درخواست کا مضمون عطا فرمائے تو اس کی قبولیت یقینی ہوتی ہے. اینڈ وین دا کنگ ہم سیلف ٹیلز یو آسک می ود دس ورڈز یو ٹیل یور چائلڈ سی پلیز دا چائلڈ سیئنگ آئی وانٹ سویٹس سی پلیز ناؤ واٹ اٹ مینس دا منٹ ہی از گوئنگ ٹو سے پلیز یو گوئنگ ٹو گیو اٹ ٹو ہم اور پٹ یور ٹوائز اوے دین آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو گیو اٹ ٹو یو ہز مدر ٹیلز ہم سو مینس شی از گوئنگ ٹو گیو اٹ ناؤ یو جسٹ ڈو دیٹ اور جسٹ واش اپ اینڈ ویئر یور پائجامز Then I will give you your juice, I will give you what you want. So when Allah said this, it means definitely that you just do what you have to, you just ask that dua. And ask it sincerely, not only the outward words, but with the reality of it, not that very deep and that, but just understanding when you ask Allah Ta'ala. لہذا اس دعا کی برکت سے استقامت اور حسن خاتمہ انشاءاللہ تعالی ضرور عطا ہوگا. Therefore, انشاءاللہ by the برکت of this dua, both things will be granted. Istiqamah, your whole life you remain straight on deen. Otherwise you don't know when you get misled. Yes, especially we find youngsters very much interested in deen. Some little wrong company, they gone off. So they went in Jamaat, they came Khanka, they came right again. Again they went off. And this happens to a person in his life also. And istiqamah that your whole life until what? So that is, and with that, husna khatama also. And they are definitely two different things, and both, as Hazrat explained, are great gifts from Allah. Istiqamat is not that your achievement. Neither is husna khatama your achievement. It is, they are gifts from Allah Ta'ala. تفسیر روح المعانی میں اس آیت کے متعلق کچھ اہم نقطے تحریر کیے جا رہے ہیں. فرام تفسیر روح المعانی حضرت حسرت اینڈ who of us even thinks that we make دعا for حضرت. Now Hazrat took from Bayan al-Quran, now he took from Ruh al-Mahani, all for us. But we don't even say one Jazakallah. We should have paid millions of dollars to Hazrat. But we don't even have any appreciation also. Deen we have got, we don't appreciate also. For small things, you go and pay so much. But for Allah, for your car wash, for your car valet, you will pay so much. For your heart valet, for your heart wash, you don't even think that you have to pay a cent also. So how the effort our kabir make in for our sake. And they don't ask, ma asalukum alihi min ajr. I don't ask you 1 cent. That doesn't mean we mustn't give. If the person is not asking, that we also get confused, we get beguiled and we get misled. We don't even show any sign of appreciation. What a weak thing it is. That from our side, they must not ask, but from our, you learn Quran from your Imam Sahib, he gives you 15 minutes a week, or whatever it is, he's not going to ask you, but you must realize I must give him something. Wherever we learn something, you go to a masjid, nobody's going to ask you, pay 20 rand, you came to the, but you realize I use the water, I use toilet, you put money in the box, you give to that, but that doesn't come to us. And very, very strange, which I don't understand. Many of our friends who got good interest also of deen, everything. And they've got money also. They're not poor also. The kitab to buy for 5 rand, they won't buy. The money you give it free, they buy. They take it free of charge. They will donate 5,000 rand. But to buy the kitab for 5 rand, they find it very, very hard. Just to donate, just to buy that kitab. They will donate huge amounts also. But to donate, that they, to buy, that it just doesn't click. You have a program. Everyone you invite generally eating better food than what you can offer at the program. No meals provided, small crowd. You just write meals provided. And none of them are such that they're hungry or that they can't afford that kind of meal. They can afford it. But the minute meals provided, you see, mashallah, good crowd comes. It's ajeeb, which I can't understand till today. Everyone can afford better at home. They don't need it. But it's just one ajeeb thing. So anyway, we should learn to appreciate. Ya rahmat se murad istiqamat al-deen hai. That Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. This rahma here is istiqamat on deen. That you are asking Allah Ta'ala that you are firm on deen. Or wahab ke baad lana or min ladunka. And wahab lana min ladunka. Between these two words, do mutaalliqat nazil farmakar. Allah Ta'ala, this is a little bit Arabic grammar, in between what you have been asked for, in between Allah put a pause of two words in between. Allah Ta'ala said, Hab lana min ladunka, give us, then min ladunka, two words in between, Allah delayed it. A little bit by putting two words in between, then what you wanted, Allah put it later. How beautifully Hazrat explained this. Asal matlub khas, yani ni'mat istiqamat, المعبد الرحمة کا کچھ فاصلہ کر دیا. But what you actually are asking is رحمت. But when you ask, grant me, حب لنا, then حب لنا من لبنك, Allah put in between these two words, then he put رحمت. Why did Allah Ta'ala do this? تشويقا للعباد, so that your desire increases. And the example Hazrat gives by which we'll understand this whole thing easily, تاکہ بندوں کے شوق میں اضافہ ہو. So that your desire increases. Jaise baap chote bachcho ko laddu dikha kar, like a father, mother shows the little children mithai, in our place sweets, some chocolate, sweet you show the child, but you keep your hand high. Now the child is jumping up to take it. You aren't going to give it, but you want the desire to increase. You are just not giving it that they doesn't appreciate it. Make little effort, you keep it, so the child jumping up to take it. Or you throw it to one place and the child runs to go and get it. So Allah also made this distance so that your desire increases. Now just imagine how Allah Ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, how He has made our tarbiyah, like how we see little children, and that love increases and that appreciation of the chocolate comes more now. When you keep it a little up and the child jumps and cries, please give it to me, I want it, and he asks more. Like this Allah made us, that you don't just get it on the plate, Mali mufti labe raham. What you just get free of charge, you don't appreciate. But what you work for, so Allah put these two words in between, so that our desire increases. Kuch upar kar leta hai, to bachcha shauk se koodne lagta hai. Ye qadr ni'mat ka latif unwan hai. There is a beautiful way of explaining to appreciate that ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala did it so that we can appreciate. لفظ ہیبہ سے کیوں تعبیر فرمایا؟ ربنا حب لنا حب gift, gift it to us, give it to us as a gift. So why did Allah use the word gift here? But ya Allah, this rahmat, this istiqamat on deen, حسن خاتمہ, give it to us as a gift from your side. Why did Allah use the word gift? That you give it to us as a gift. اس میں کیا حکمت ہے؟ بات یہ ہے کہ حسن خاتمہ اور استقامت علی الدین دونوں نعمتیں مترادف ہیں. The explanation that these are two same things. استقامت علی الدین is حسن خاتمہ. حسن خاتمہ is استقامت علی الدین. They are two same things. اور لازم ملزوم ہے. And they are compulsory one for the other. If the one is there, if there is istiqamat al-deen, husn khatima. If there is husn khatima, istiqamat al-deen, welcome. Bas ye jo azim shan ni'mat hai jin ki barkat se jahannam se najat. So these two great ni'mats, istiqamat al-deen and husn khatima, by which you're going to get saved from the terrible punishment of jahannam. Aur daimi jannat ata ho jaye, and perpetual eternal jannat you're going to get, enjoyments, bliss and enjoyment. Ye hamari یہ ہماری محدود زندگی کی ریاضت کا صلح ہرگیز نہیں ہو سکتی. This can never be the return of the short life of effort of ours. Even if you stay 24 hours in sajda, that eternal jannat and to be saved perpetually from jahannam, this is never what our efforts were. So it's a gift from Allah. It's not our efforts in return, but you stayed away from guna, you made effort. It's not in return of that, but it is a gift from Allah. That's why Allah used the word hamdana. Give it to us as a gift. اس لیے حق تعالی شانہ نے اپنے بندے کو اس اہم حقیقت سے مطلع فرما دیا. Therefore اللہ تعالی informed us of this reality by using the word حب, حب لنا, کہ خبردار اپنے کسی عمل کے معاوض کا تصور بھی نہ کرنا. But be warned, never ever think that this is a in return of some amal of yours. There is a great deception which comes to many people, and those who haven't got ta'alluq with Allah wala, and those shaykh kamil, they just got, they think we made little zikr, we made tahajjud, so now Allah is going to give us husn-e khatima. They make this the basis for it. Whereas husn-e, your whole life's tahajjud, your one sajda, your whole life you never lift up your head, can never be the return for eternal jannat and to be saved eternally from jannah. There is just a gift from Allah. Until we don't have this reality, easily shaitan brings pride in you. Little bit you did this, little you got saved from guna. You saw one dream, you think you're the biggest buzur. You are in Makkah Sharif, and there somebody just out of the blue came to you, gave you 5,000 riyals. You think you're the biggest buzur. All these things we make the basis. We reading our work. Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, don't make your amal your God also. Don't depend on you. Make your amal. Five times namaz must be there, zikr, everything. But don't think that is someone to take you to only Allah's mercy. And a person who realizes that not my ibadat, and don't go to the other extreme that now we don't need ibadat, and we don't need to make namaz, etc. No, that also must be there, but don't depend on that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody will enter Jannat by his amal. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, wala anta ya Rasulullah, not even you. He said, wama ana, not even me, illa yataghammadani Allah bi rahmatihi, that Allah covers me with his rahmat. And a sign that Allah is going to show that rahmat to you is he gives you topic of amal, he gives you istiqamah, but that's a sign. Don't depend on those things, and don't really, your connection must be with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is the important thing. May Allah bless us with these realities, and these are the things that have to come. Otherwise a person makes amal his God. He makes his wazifas his God. We have to read our wazifas. We have to be pardoned on them, but to depend on them and to think that my wazifas are everything, that is wrong also. So in all these things, only Allah's rahmat, and that is a sari. All these, ye manzil ho ke bhi, meri manzil nahi. They are stations on the way. You have to pass that station. But that is not my stopping station where I have to get off. I have to make my connection with Allah. And I have to see at the mercy of Allah. And this person will get ikhlas automatically. He'll only do for Allah. He'll get humility automatically. That not my tahajjud, not my, I'm so pardoned with my faraz namaz, jamaat, which have to be there. But don't become boastful and arrogant of those things. We don't know what Allah is accepting, what is not accepted. We only have to see our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali on one safar when he came. He heard that Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia Sahib, our Ustad, had made so many Hafiz where previously there were no Hafiz. So he went and meet Hazrat for that, and these are Allah wala. Jo aapka nahi, wo hamara nahi. Jo aapka hai, wahi hamara. So he went and meet Hazrat. He asked, I heard you made lot of Hafiz. Hazrat replied, he asked, how many you made? He said, that I know in the Qabr. The Hazrat said, if I had 100,000 rand that time, as a gift I should give it to him for this answer. That you were not depend, you made when there were no Hafiz. And I remember when we were studying under Hafizah, used to tell us many times, that my dua is, Allah ek ulama ki jamaat paida karne. There wasn't a group of ulama today, mashallah. How many ulama? That time there weren't ulama, few, here and there there were few ulama. That Allah make a group of ulama. But all the how much effort, what a change he was. He's one of the builders of our nation, is Muslim nation. We build our nation. But he never took credit for it. He said that we know in the Qabr. We don't know what Allah will accept. So that reality, whereas here we just do something, we look down upon other people. We come in the masjid, we think I'm better than this person. One person gets khilafat, we think that I'm more deserving of it. Why I didn't get khilafat? And why he's got khilafat? So all these things come so easily within us. And this until a person doesn't keep regular contact with his mashayikh. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Mahmud Sahib gave a beautiful answer. One alim wrote to him and he said, I became bayat to you before I started my alim course also. I'm finished alim, but still my isla is not made, I haven't achieved anything. I'm still where I am, I'm worse than that also. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib wrote, to become an alim, you spend 8 to 10 years. The whole day and night, you studied, you attended classes every day, studied deep in the night, exam time, you worked so hard. What and what, how much sacrifices you made when you became an alim. And for your Islam, you didn't give 1 year. To become an alim, you gave 10 years. And you didn't even give 1 month for your Islam. And now you are complaining, my Islam is not made. Hey, so a person who is in his business all the time, and he doesn't worry about his Islam, the business is going to thrive. He's giving time to his business. You didn't give time to your Islam, how your Islam is going to be? How much time we give to our business? How much time we give to toilet? How much time we give to newspaper, to news, TV? And for Islam, how much time do we give? And then we expect big results. We don't make any input and we expect big results. So, and also remember that Islam is dependent on the murid's effort. The Shaykh is only to guide you. The Shaykh is your GPS. But you don't want to follow the GPS, or you don't pin in your destination or anything, and you don't follow the GPS, and the GPS is not going to drive your car. It's not going to make the turns and that, and you're going to fill up petrol and all that. That all you have to do. It's only going to tell you, turn here, go here, do this, do that. The Shaykh is only to guide you. The Shaykh, many people feel once you become Bay'at, the Shaykh is Allah. And not only Allah also gives you, you must do the effort. Allah doesn't come and force you that get up now for Fajr and do this and do that. It's up to you to do. Allah gave us our instructions, our direction. And this is what people couldn't understand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Ma ana illa nadhir, I'm here just to warn you. I'm here just to show you your directions. I'm not here to catch you and put you on the road that you have to do. I'm just here to guide you. May Allah let us understand and let us not become fatalists. And let us not take the wrong and the negative attitude, and we realize that we have to make effort. In this kitab, Ma'arif Matnavi, did we read this last week? Waridat Akhtar. Sahil se lagega kab mera bhi safina. Acha. This kitab is printed here, a few pages upside down. But inshallah, let us be the right side up. Inshallah. It starts here now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hissa awwal. The first part of Ma'arif Matnavi. Zikr Hadrat Ja'far Tayyar Rahmatullah Ali. The first is a story of Hadrat Ja'far Tayyar Rahmatullah Ali. He's a great, great one of the Imams who the Shias believe in a lot, and they ascribe wrong things, just like Khaja Muinuddin Chishti, Rahmat, is a great person, but the Bareilvis have displayed him as a wrong person. So it doesn't mean they are wrong. Hazrat Ja'far Tayyar, the Shias, they exalt him, etc. And one of the 12 Imam, but he's a correct person, he's 100% great Buzurg of Allah Ta'ala, but have your relationship in the right way also. مولانا رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ لومری کی بزدلی ضرب المثل ہے. A fox, its cowardice is proverbial. Very, very coward, frightened and very coward animal. لیکن جس لومری کی کمر پر شیر کا ہاتھ ہو, that if the lion tells, I am your protector, I am with you, you don't worry. کہ گھبرانا مت, don't be frightened, I am with you. Like the story we told about that rooster. And the lion said, I with you. So now that rooster is not frightened for anyone now. Main tere saath ho, I am with you. To bawajood zaif al himmat hone ke, is pushpanahi ke face se is qadar ba himmat ho jayegi. Now in spite of it being such a coward and frightened animal, but because he got the support of the lion, now it won't be frightened even for the jackal. Even for the wolf it won't be frightened. I got the lion, it's there to support me. کہ چیٹوں کا کلہ ایک گھنے سے توڑ ڈالے گی. That even now, just that support that it has got, the cheetahs, and they also, all the plans, and they come in surround it, it will break through, because I know I got this, and just that himmat, that courage. اور شیر پر نظر ہونے کے سبب چیٹوں سے ہرگیز خائف نہ ہوگی. And that my lion is my support, it won't be frightened for cheetahs also. یہی حال حق تعالی کے خاص بندوں کا ہوتا ہے. This is the condition of those these are Allah wala who got connection with Allah. And they know Allah's support is with us and Allah's help is with us. They don't get frightened for anyone. Ke bawajood khasta haal, outwardly they are wearing torn and tattered clothes. Their house is a little hut and they are sitting on mats, Haitian mats, etc. Shikasta tan, taqa zada, zar chehro. Their bodies are also weak, very thin, very weak bodies. They are hungry, their faces, the yellowness because of hunger shows on their faces. Ke baatil ke aksariyat se khaif nahi hote. They are not afraid because of the evil forces which are in the majority. They are not afraid of that at all. Yani aqlan, that is mentally what they understand. Allah is there. Allah is my helper. Warna, tabhi khauf ka kamilin ko bhi hota hai. Otherwise, natural fear which comes by nature, that even the most, Musa alayhi salam saw this, the snake, he got frightened, he turned around and wanted to run. So that is nothing harmful. Jo manafi kamal nahi, and that is not against perfection. That natural fear that you have, that is not against perfection. You're feeling hungry, your children are hungry, that natural effect of as a human, that is, but in your mind, Allah is there. Allah will give us. Allah will make sabr, you tell your children also. So that connection. Otherwise, everyone, animals, human beings, this natural reaction is in everyone. But the person who has got connection with Allah, mentally, psychologically, he's got that great support of Allah Ta'ala. Ek sahib hal buzurg isi quwwat ko farmate hai. One great buzurg explains this great condition. Ye logo, oh people, mere zar chehre ko mat dekho. Don't look at my yellow face, that of hunger. I'm so hungry and dead. Kyunki main lohe ke pair rakhta hu. I've got my legs are made of iron. To tumko kya khabar main apne batin mein باطن یعنی قلب میں شہنشاہ حقیقی سے تعلق رکھتا ہوں. In my inside, my connection is with the great king, with Allah Ta'ala. اسی مضمون کے تحت حضرت مولانا رومی رحمت اللہ علی نے حضرت جعفر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا ایک واقعہ نظم فرمایا ہے. With regard to that, مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علی, one instance of حضرت جعفر طیار, we agreed, we put that whole incident in poetic form. کہ ایک بار حضرت جعفر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ایک قلعہ کو فتح کرنے کے لیے تنہا اس قوت سے حملہ آور ہوئے. جو معلوم ہوتا تھا گویا وہ قلعہ ان کے گھوڑے کے تالو کے رو برو ایک گھونٹ کے برابر ہے. He attacked one whole fort alone and with such force and with such valor he attacked it that it appeared that that whole قلعہ fort was just like one morsel for the one hoof of the horse. So with what force he attacked it, because he was trusting on Allah. He trusts us on Allah. یہاں تک کہ قلعہ والوں نے خوف سے قلعہ کا دروازہ بند کر دیا. The whole people of the fort, one man, they were so frightened they closed the door of that fort. اور کسی کتاب میں ہوئی کہ مقابلہ کے لیے ان کے سامنے آئے. And nobody had the courage that they come in front of him. This was one man. This is that when you have that connection with Allah, the love of Allah, and the ta'alluq, bharosa, the dependent, and you know the quwwat and the power of Allah Ta'ala, and you have really got that connection. This was the Sahaba Ikram. All the miracles of the Sahaba were not just that they were given by Allah, that is, but it was this inner quality that they had, that they had no fear for anything. And this is what we have to develop. Yeah, we just see one woman, we forget everything. Our years of efforts, we forget everything. One police stopped us, and just to avoid a 50 rand fine, 500 rand fine, we pay a bribe there. Small things we just get washed away, and then we wonder why these things don't happen to us. We have to still go a far, far away, inshallah. Mala Zakaria, come and explain. By Wazir, then you explain your dream, the second dream, inshallah, after Mala Zakaria.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma ba'd. I'm standing in front of a number of my asatiza. Please don't find fault with my Urdu. I heard an Urdu poem from Abdul Hamid Sahab. And I just want to mention an incident before I start that Hazrat won my heart one day. I was had some financial difficulty with while I was a student, and my sponsorship didn't come through, and I was really worried because I didn't have any money. So I came to Hazrat. I said, Hazrat, you know what? It's a couple of thousand rand that I need, and I don't know how I'm gonna get it to you. Do you know how do you help? Like, how, what can I do? So he said, take a loan and I'll pay it off for you. He didn't say that, maybe we'll phone someone, make a plan. He said, take it on, I'll pay it off for you. And subhanAllah, his ikhlas was such, mashaAllah, that he didn't even have to pay the money. Soon after that, the sponsorship came through and the money came to my account, alhamdulillah. So, we learn a lot from the Buzurgani Deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really bless us with this sifat. And may Allah really make us like Mawlana Abdul Hamid. We really know how the person, Mawlana Abdul Mateen Sahib, said that I see the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in you, in a really like a perfect example. And Abdul Hamid Sahib is very, very much like that as well. We were driving home from the majlis one night, and my family said to me that, you know what, why don't we also write a poem for Man Abdul Hamid? So, irtijal, and like immediately I said, Azadul kagumbad nazar a raha hai mere sheikh ka khanqa qareeb a raha hai. And after that I went home and I completed the rest of the poem. So this is, the poem is called Khuda chah rahe ho to aao yahan pe. Azad dil ka gumbad nazar aa raha hai mere sheikh ka khanqa qareeb aa raha hai. Sun lo ae dosto baat meri ye hai, Khuda chah rahe ho to aao yahan pe. Khuda chah rahe ho to aao yahan pe. Khuda chah rahe ho to aao yahan pe. Dil o jaan se shukr main ada kar raha hoon, gunahon se bhi aaj baaz aa raha hoon. Kiya hai Ghazali o Ahmad Rifai, Buland az Tabrizi wa Maulvi Rumi, a Hazrat hamare ka arfa maqam hai. Aqeedat yahi sab ko honi zarur hai. Khuda chah rahe ho to aao yahan pe. Khuda chah rahe ho to aao yahan pe. Islahi majalis shariat ki pairvi, nabi ki itaat irfan ilahi, nasihat muhabbat akhlaq ki bulandi, aankhon ki hifazat aisa bhi dil ki, وہ پیروی سنت و دین کی اہمیت. اللہ والوں کا ادب ان کی صحبت, من جملہ مقاصد ہمارے حضور کے حیات طویل. حیات طویلہ اللہ ان کو دے دے. خدا چاہ رہے ہو تو آؤ, خدا چاہ رہے ہو تو آؤ یہاں پہ. قبول کر لے حضرت یہ اشعار میرے, غلطیوں سے صرف غلطیوں سے صرف بسر آپ کر دے. دستے کر میں آپ میری طرف بڑھا دے, اس احکر کو اس کے اس احکر کو اس کے خدا سے ملا دے. معاصی کی قید سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے. اللہ کی محبت
مجھ کو سکھا دے اے احقر، تو سمجھا ہے کیا کہہ رہا ہے خدا، تجھ کو توفیق سمجھنے کی بھی دے، سن لو اے دوستو بات میری یہ ہے، خدا چاہ رہے ہو، خدا چاہ رہے ہو تو آؤ یہاں پہ، خدا چاہ رہے ہو تو آؤ یہاں پہ، خدا چاہ رہے ہو تو آؤ یہاں پہ، آ حضرت ہمارے کا عرفہ مقام ہے، عقیدت یہی سب کو ہونی ضرور ہے، خدا چاہ رہے ہو تو آؤ یہاں پہ، خدا چاہ رہے ہو تو آؤ یہاں پہ.
Great term was great lesson we have to learn. Maulana Zakaria, we are all Kulis, Indians. This is our Burki. No offense intended. But just see his Urdu. And why, and we complain, we don't understand Urdu. He has written poem in Urdu. Where he's Afrikaner. He grew up. At what age you came in contact with like Deen and with Muslims? And 18. And you are now? 9 years, just see. And so we can also do it, we can learn Urdu. And he has learned Urdu that what ashar, mashallah. And also he said his wife told him that he must be writing lots of poems for his wife. His wife told him, write one poem for your sheikh also. His wife is my niece.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. This is a dream I had, Allah's father and the barakat of Hazrat. That I was blessed to the stream. In the dream, I was going to for Maghrib Salah. Shaitan came along the way, and there was Hazrat's teachings, started reading Ta'awud, and as we read, Shaitan ran away. When we arrived at the masjid was Masjid Noor in Ashwar, where Hazrat Nana Yunus Patel recites, used to recite from Tulale, and when I arrived at the masjid, I waited in a queue. This queue was going to Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullahi. And some brother hinted to me that make dua that we get to see Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullahi's face. And in this dream, the ulama that were present, who gave the speech on Saturday, on Yom Sabt, were coming out of the masjid. They had finished it as Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, and they were younger, which indicated that this was when Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullahi Alayh was alive. And then, in the dream, it was said that Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh and Arif Bilal Hazrat Abbas Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh have passed on, and we have transferred the spiritual kingdoms to our great and honorable Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. And Hazrat is the current term to put back part of the path. Jazakumullah khair.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من سكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So the next sector will be taking place on the 12th of Jamaad al-Ukhra to the 16th of Jamaad al-Ukhra. It is the 1st of April to the 5th of April. Next weekend, inshallah, to Eastern Cape. So I'm going to request for those brothers who want to go as quickly as possible, inshallah, they should inform the brothers of Eastern Cape, Mullah Salman Musaji. The program is up on the website. And inshallah, the following weekend, we'll be having Islah Jalsa in Lodium. So I'm going to request for all the brothers, Yomul Jumu'ah and Yomul Sabt, start on Friday till Saturday evening, from Saturday Asr till Isha. Till after Isha, inshallah, there will be the Islah Jalsa in Lodium. So I'm going to request for all the brothers to participate. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.